and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Good afternoon, my name is Joshua and welcome to Radio Gaga. How are you today, Mel?
I'm really great. I've just come up from Huntly and I have a trek back down to Huntly in the same day. So I've rummaged through my kitchen, got a whole lot of snacks and different things for dinner tonight that I'll be taking all the way back down to Huntly. So it's going to be a bit of a busy day. And how's your week been going, Josh?
Good.
Have you been getting any new jobs lately?
There's a one lined up for next. Hopefully I will be hearing about it by Thursday.
Great, a bit of mystery in the job search. I love that. Now we have some new music for you, starting with Shawn Mendes, In My Blood.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone to help me out. I need somebody. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. I'm not afraid to die.
got me clueless. See, I don't know what it is, but you have it. When you started moving, don't stop moving. Let me get closer to you, closer to you, closer, closer. This night is overdue. I can't help myself. One thing I wanna do is get closer to you, closer to you, closer, closer. I'm feeling foolish. Don't usually do this myself. It's a habit. But when you stop it moving, keep on moving. Let me get closer to you, closer to you, closer, closer. This night is overdue. I can't help myself. What this is, 'cause I feel like I'm flying, flying, I feel like I'm flying, yeah. Good morning, how do you feel? 'Cause I'm ready to dive in, dive in, I'm ready to dive in, yeah. This champagne's overdue. I can't help myself. Hey, one thing
in disability news, Peter Henry is sick of not being heard. The 29-year-old who has a speech disability was turned away from a Dunedin bar by a bouncer on Saturday night. But Henry says he was sober and believes he was discriminated against because of his speech, which can often sound slurred because he suffers from a disorder called dyslexia. Peter Henry was turned away from a Dunedin bar on Saturday night due to a speech disability. The 29-year-old from Golden Bay says he is tired of people mistakenly thinking he is drunk due to his slurred speech. And he is tired of it. The Golden Bay roading contractor has been turned away from bars in Wellington, Christchurch and now Dunedin. He did not want to name and shame the bars involved, but said he wanted people to be aware of his disability. He encounters problems with people struggling to understand him at least 5 times a week. Everything from buying a coffee to booking transport could be a challenge. Such encounters were contributing factors to the anxiety issues he experienced, he said. Henry said a bouncer at a Wellington bar once threatened to call the police when he was refused entry because he was slurring. A sober Henry responded by telling the bouncer that if a police officer breathalysed him, they would find he was stone cold sober. At other bars, he was often given water by the bar staff who thought he was too drunk. "I am just sick of it. It's as soon as I open my mouth," Hine said he was bullied every day while at school. His dyslexia was not only affected by his speech but also his movement, giving him the appearance of being uncontrollable and uncoordinated. His speech difficulties stemmed from not being able to open his jaw wide enough. He was not able to fit a Chubba Chop lollipop in his mouth. At primary school, you used to get them for being good. I would put them in my pocket and take them to my dad's place and smash them with a hammer just so I could eat them. Hine, who loves his job, said he had a lot of support from his employer, Felton Hogan. I've worked really hard to get where I am, but I am turning 30 soon and I just want this to stop.
Dreaming, the wind in my hair, the salt in the air, no worries, no cares, and you're there scheming, escaped to the dunes to hide from the group, just wanna spend time with you, laying side by side, with Catch a Fire on the radio, can we get so high, cause we ain't got no place to go, I'll never say goodbye. And you ain't never gonna be alone. The promise we made, the promise we broke. But I still remember that summer. Oh, the taste of your lips while the sun went down. So sweet. And I could exist in that summer. Oh, 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 oh. Close my eyes and get lost in the memory. And just drift away. Just drift away. I stay dreaming as day turns to night. That look in your eyes, I know it's for life, us too. So it's that scheming. The places we see, people we need, a house by the beach, bitter batter of feet, all that I need, yeah. Laying side by side, Santeria on the radio. Yeah, we get so high, cause we ain't got no place to go. I'll never say goodbye, and you ain't never gonna be alone. The promise we made, the promise we broke. But I still remember that summer. Oh, the taste of your lips while the sun went down. So sweet. And I could exist in that summer. Oh, 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 oh. And just drift away. Just drift away. Yeah. Just drift away.
Daydreaming. So sweet.
Just
yeah.
Drift away.
Daydreaming. So sweet.
Just
yeah.
Drift away.
Daydreaming. So sweet.
Just
yeah.
Drift away.
Daydreaming.
Oh, oh.
So sweet.
Just
yeah.
Drift away. Drift away.
By far. Traveling through time together, every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
I can relate to Peter quite well, Josh, because recently I was at a big casino in Auckland and I turned up with my boyfriend just after having dinner. And the bouncers stopped us at the door and said, oh, how many drinks have you had? Have you been drinking? And I said, well, yes, I've only had a couple drinks with my dinner. And I tried to name them off to be all fancy because I was being a bit of a high roller that night. And they were a bit suspicious, of course, but they let me and my boyfriend through. And then going up the escalator, I'm worrying because there's another set of bouncers that check you before you go into the casino. And this is the place that I really get worried because I recently was told that I look like a teenager, which is not true. I'm in my late 20s. And also I'm visually impaired, so my eyes look like they're dilated all the time and they're quite squinty. So this is where I always check that I have my blind foundation card on me. Like I actually have to carry around some identification that I have a disability, which really sucks because I want to be like anyone else and go into a place and play and have a lot of fun like anyone else. So, yes, the second set of bouncers stopped me too and checked my age and everything, and, of course, my disability identification card is on the back of that. So, yes, I get through there. But coming back down the escalators a few hours later, I saw the first lot of bouncers that I had encountered earlier in the night chasing after a woman going up the escalator opposite to me that was all like wobbly all over the escalator. So I just wondered like why she got through, but then a second later the bouncers were chasing her up the escalator because she appeared drunk, like physically.
Yeah.
But then they had stopped me earlier just because like of what I looked like or, you know, my eyes, you know, I don't really know what it was. And it just makes me reminisce of all the other times that I've been stopped, like at rock bars and sports bars and different things. And it's really, really hard because I've been taking my totally blind friends along and they've had their canes out and we've been stopped and we've been turned away.
Yeah.
Even though we can see people right inside drinking, the bouncers give us an excuse, oh, we've closed up, blah, blah, blah. But no, no, they haven't, because I've gone on Google and I've checked they're open until 3 a.m. and we've only gone at 12. So I really don't think that disabled people should have to carry around identification that they're disabled. They should just just have the same chance as anyone else to get into a place. Do you have any experiences like that?
Yes, I do. I remember ages ago there was a band called Stereogram. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
And they played at the Papakura Stampede and I was about to walk in the door and they stopped me and they asked me for identification and I gave it to them, and they said no, they wouldn't let me in the door. But then my uncle had to convince them to let me in the door, because I paid for the ticket and I paid for my way into the door. And then the bar lady was nice enough to give me around the back way, so I didn't have to go through them. I went around the back way.
You had to go around the back way because they still wouldn't let you through, even though your
uncle... The front door.
Yeah, the front door. They wouldn't let you through, even though your uncle explained.
Mm.
So the bar staff found a way for you to go around the back.
Yeah. I said to them, look, I've got a disability, and they said, yeah, but we need some identification, and I gave them all of that, but they still wouldn't let me in the door, so I went around the back door.
You know, all the identification that probably is legally required of you to give in that kind of situation is your age.
Yeah.
So you can legally purchase alcohol.
It's like the same thing with your, when you're buying cigarettes or alcohol or something, they always ask and they look at you and then they say, oh yeah, nah, you're too young. And I'm like, no, I'm in my 30s and I was born in July, and then they check it up and they go, oh yeah, sweet.
Yeah, because of your disability too, just to be as respectful as I can, you don't look like the average person, and that probably is because of your disability, but that shouldn't discriminate you from purchasing things and having entry to things, just like anyone else.
I don't really care what anyone else says about me. I'm happy to be myself, and if a bad person has a problem with me, then come up and talk to me. Don't be... go, oh, nah, sorry, we can't serve you, you look too young or something. I'll show you my ID, I'll show you who I am, and I'll bring in my birth certificate if I have to.
Yeah, but that's a burden on you, right? I mean, there must become a point where you're like, I'm so tired of this, just like Peter is.
Yeah.
And you're having to carry around all this personal, like, very intimate information that, you know, you should keep in a kit box at home.
Yeah.
And a fire safe at home, and not carrying around in your handbag or your pocket, just so you can show bouncers and bar staff and dairy owners that you're legally, have the right to buy these things. I think that's really disgraceful that they didn't let you into that concert.
I know the new bar owners of the Stampede, and they've got a special needs son, so I'm all sweet now, so I can just walk in there and they're like, oh, hi. And then the son comes over and talks to me, and, yeah, it's a really good feeling, and everyone's all chatty and saying hello, and, yeah.
Yes, well, bars and pubs and clubs and different places where adults can go to be entertained are becoming more accessible, and that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad there is a place out there that is fully inclusive of people with disabilities. That's just fantastic. So do you want to wrap up the show now, Josh?
Yes, we can. I would like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, and where else can we find out information, Mel?
Well, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yeah. I guess I'm a disappointment. Doing everything I can, I don't wanna make you disappointed. It's annoying. I just wanna make you feel like everything I ever did was never trying to make an issue for you. But I guess the more you thought about everything, you were never even wrong in the first place, right? Yeah, I'ma just ignore you, walking towards you. With my head down, looking at the ground, I'm embarrassed for you. Paranoia. What did I do wrong this time? That's parents for you. Very loyal. Should I have my back? Would you put a knife in my hands for? What else should I carry for you? I care for you, but
I have it right now. Wish that I could say I'm proud. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could shut them down. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down.
Yeah. You just wanna make this worse. Want me to listen to you, but you don't ever hear my words. You don't wanna know my hurt yet. Let me guess, you wanted
let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could shut them down. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down.
Yeah. Don't talk down to me, that's not gonna work now. Packed all my clothes and I moved out. I don't even wanna go to your house. Every time I sit on that couch, I feel like you lecture me. Eventually, I bet that we could've made this work and probably would've figured things out. But I guess I'm a letdown, but it's cool, I checked out. Oh, you wanna be friends now? Okay, let's put my fake face on and pretend now. Sit around and talk about the good times, it didn't even happen. I mean, why are you laughing? Must've missed that joke, let me see if I can find a reaction. No, but at least you're happy. It's like we're on the air.
Down.